in the studio, Chani from Palisa. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Sort of in the midst of quite an exhausting schedule you seem to have at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's just, we're very happy to be in Australia, but lots of traveling.
Have you actually got to see any of Australia so far?
I went for a long day of walking yesterday in Melbourne. And looking forward to a day off tomorrow in Sydney.
Yeah, right, great.
Explore, yeah.
Nice. Did you see anything of note in Melbourne when you were walking around?
Chinatown, the museum, the exhibition building. I guess I did have an awesome day too in Brisbane and went to, I've been to a bunch of museums on tour and the best museum I've ever seen, the QAG, just blew me away. Collection was amazing. And so I've had some good times.
Nice. Yeah. And you were hanging out with bats as well.
Yes, hanging out with bats in Brisbane and also in Melbourne.
Yes, and now we've heard the story that one of those bats you were hanging out with has like sort of brought the train lines in Melbourne to a standstill.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad I got out of there.
Yeah, yes.
One less person on the streets. Yeah, that's too bad. Sorry to everybody who's experiencing that.
I think they're okay. But that, you know, you're here, and you've got a show tonight in Sydney at the Oxford Art Factory, and a day off, which is great.
Yes.
And people will finally get to see you play live after hearing your tunes on the radio for a while. Can we just like maybe first of all talk about what people talk about a lot, which is your singing style? When people hear it, there's the trippy stereo doubling in the in the headphones and all those like fancy effects. How did that come about?
I started using those in the band Gangs that I was in with Ryan Olson before this project, and he controlled it when I was in Gangs. And when we started messing around with songs for Palisa, I was just, you know, turned it on right away and was like, I'm going to learn how to use this thing myself. And so it just came out of really, there's no real strong statement about it. I just like the way it sounds, and I think it marries itself well to what the other band members are doing and what the electronics are doing.
You know, I demand a strong statement, I'm afraid. It's not good enough. I need a mission statement.
It's not rebelling against anything.
What it does do, though, is, as I saw on Saturday, gives you a bunch of stuff to do on stage.
Yeah, I need more stuff to do, actually. So when I'm going home, I have a little bit of time off and I'm getting more stuff to do.
Were you tap dancing on pedals as well as mucking around with other stuff?
I pressed the buttons with my feet to change the settings and stuff. And sometimes I almost fall over. It's been like, if I've just got off a plane, like when I played Singapore, and there's this thing that happens, I feel like when you've been on a plane for a long time, there's like a little vertigo, and then I will like almost tip over when I'm pressing a pedal.
But kind of like some sort of like playing on a boat would be hard, I imagine.
Yeah. Yes.
And then exactly. when you go to talk in between songs, there can be problems.
Yeah, I just have to turn them all off. And sometimes I want them on, you know, just like, thank you or something, you know, like really pitch shifted.
Yes, I'm going to be doing this thank you in a perfect C major harmony. There
yes,
we go.
Yes, yep.
Awesome. On Triple J, that is Palisa and Dark Star. And in the studio, the voice that you hear there turned into crazy, crazy things. Chani, right here in the studio and playing tonight at the Oxford Art Factory.
Yes, very excited.
And to get a couple more laneways as well. Now, you're in the country with a bunch of people playing, two drummers.
Uh-huh.
That's cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah, two drummers and a bass player.
And the dude who you sort of hear most of the sounds of there, Ryan, doesn't tour. He's not here.
No, he's got a lot of bands and stuff he likes to do at home and doesn't really like touring. And I think if he was with us, he would just kind of be pressing space bar and maybe like piling out a few things, you know. He likes to be home and working on things, and he's always got new projects. And
so it wasn't like visa issues?
No, he never tours with us. And if I ask him to, he'll be like, oh, maybe I'll stand by the sound guy and do a few things, but doesn't want to be on stage. Yeah.
There's a guy from some dance band who also records with him, but then when he went on tour, he just stands in the crowd and just gauges the crowd's response.
Sure.
He's kind of like the vibe guy.
Sometimes Ryan will show up and he'll, you know, tell sound guy to turn something up, and he'll shout and make
us
feel good.
Guys.
Yeah, he's what one show I played. He like came up to the stage and started yelling at me, like saying something like "Good job" or something, and I was like, "Ah, who's this guy?"
Security.
This guy's terrifying. Oh wait, that's Ryan. I know him. but yeah, it's nice. He's, you know, just like an encourager when he's done with production and stuff.
So. And he's gone crazy in the studio. So he was in that band that you played, Gangs, with, that was with Bon Iver was in that band.
Justin and Vernon and Mike Noyce and Mike Lewis, who's a saxophone player from Bon Iver, were, I think, the people that were from that, guys from Megaphone. I don't know if you guys have
Megaphone.
That.
Yeah.
They were all in it. There was like tons of people, POS and
Hamar Superstar
joined it. So I, you know, there's like 24 people on the record. And then I was the girl who sang backups on the touring band, 10 guys and then me. And so, and that, it was just more a project that, that toured a bit, but it wasn't really, you know, a band meant to go on, but,
Because I remember when Justin was like banging on about how great he thought Polisa was. Did he sort of get early access to the songs and stuff?
Sure. When he said that, our record had already been out in the States. Okay. But yeah, he did. You know, I mean, it's not like, it's not when he said that, none of us were like, oh my God. You know, it was
like, oh, there's Justin.
It's like you're, he's part of our community. And I think we all, you know, you talk about your friends and stuff, and I'm sure he's moved on to like 10 other bands that are his favorite or more. You know, I think it's like at the time, maybe you're listening to something, you're excited about it, but.
What about Hamar Superstar? What's he doing at the moment?
He is doing an amazing podcast called Nocturnal Emotions. That's one of my favorite things to listen to on the road. It cracks me up. Like I was listening to it on the way, here, and I was like laughing out loud and crying in tears.
Is that where he interviewed Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone?
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin. So many people. Patrick Carney from Black Keys. He's also about to put out a record.
Interviewed Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, he interviewed Macaulay Culkin. It was like the first interview Macaulay Culkin's done in like 6 years.
Wow.
He's great at interviewing, interviewing people, and he's an awesome dude, awesome guy, and he's about to put out a record, and he's writing like TV shows. He's really funny. Great guy.
Anyone else you want to give plugs to while you're here? Who else is doing stuff?
Marijuana Death Squad is another one of Ryan's bands that's putting out a record. I play in it sometimes.
Cool. Well, maybe we'll just give you a call every week and just tell us what we need to know from the community, what we need to listen to.
From Minneapolis. Everyone's like, who is
this? Wait a second. Prince has got to put a new song out, didn't he? He's got an all-girl backing band now.
I've stopped paying attention to him.
That's Minneapolis.
I know, but he's kind of, but yeah, I mean, I listen to his old stuff for sure.
It's all right. It's okay. It won't get back to him, I promise.
Yeah, I know.
You've played a bunch of plays in Australia already.
Yeah, we have. Brisbane, Melbourne.
And Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Last night we did like a side show.
The Northcote Social Club in Melbourne?
Yep.
That's the one?
Northcote.
Yep.
So it wasn't really Melbourne, but it was Northcote, but. Are they the same?
Yeah, it's pretty much
the suburb.
Part of
Melbourne. Yeah.
It's
great.
Lovely.
It's a great
part.
Time.
Did you have the crowds all been great?
Really good. Really good.
You sort of brought the sunshine to the Laneway Festival I was at. It was kind of rainy and then out came the sun.
Yeah, it rained for a bit on people, but yeah, it was. It's weather's amazing here. It's very beautiful.
Have you met nice people?
Yeah, I have. I go to bed very early, so I haven't really met that many people besides the people that are around my show. But everyone's been nice.
Japan Droids were in talking to Tom and Alex this morning on breakfast, and they'd been up quite late with Divine Fits.
Oh,
so we're getting the other end of
sure,
the touring.
Yeah. And I'm sure if the guys would hear, you know, the guys in my band were here, they'd have some crazy wild stories.
Yes.
But me, I'm always like, all right, well, have fun. Mom's going to go to bed.
Really? Yeah. The mum of the band's going to bed. You're not selling this rock and roll lifestyle very well here, Jenny.
I'm tired. No, I'm just kidding. Well,
you better
it's a new thing for me.
A new thing, being careful on tour?
Just being on tour and being in a band that tours. It's like, you know.
Well, you better get used to it because I imagine there's a lot of stuff coming up for Polisa.
Yeah.
And speaking of wild rock and roll people, I did see that Wayne Coyne from The Flaming Lips wants your voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm working on something, but I don't know if it'll happen because I can't work on it really while I'm tour, but I'm
Can we do it now?
Hoping.
Yeah. Go and find a guitar. Just
yeah, yeah.
Hey, Wayne.
And I don't have texting here. He likes to text, so. Gosh. Yeah, I mean, hopefully that would be awesome. That'd be an honor. Yeah, I met him at a festival. He's a really friendly guy. He's very awesome.
Great. And so that may happen. Can I ask you a question, actually, from last year? You mentioned something in your blog, and I want to know if it still holds still. You wrote, also, this is, I guess, after you just started touring with Palisa, let's continue to have a skimpy or non-existent rider. We need to stay hungry and untended, otherwise we get on stage all full and comfy.
Uh-huh.
Is that still the case?
Yeah. That's still what I think we hope for. Yesterday we couldn't eat until right before we played, and I didn't feel good. You know, I didn't. And that's sort of like, that's not meant to be taken literal, but I think that if you get to the point as a band where you're just like, you know, just like have the finest life, I think that it doesn't connect you artistically to the place that you were when you started as well. You know, I mean, I want to be able to, you know, feed my child and send her to school, but I think that I don't really want to do it anymore if it gets to be like where I'm backstage, like stuffing my face with cake, and then I get on stage and I can hardly like get up there. And I'm like, I don't really care. My life is good. And because I'm coming from a place, you know, musically and creatively, which is like, I think that life needs to be better. And if I'm so far removed from humans, from the majority of people that are really struggling, then I've kind of lost it.
So when there's the big lounge suite on stage and you're kind of being moved from stage, from part of stage with assistance.
Yes, I'm traveling with Vanilla Ice's chandeliers in my back room and in my car. Yeah, I did.
Vanilla Ice is selling chandeliers now. Yeah. This is where Palisa do not want to head.
I don't want to head there.
There's no merch. There's no chandelier merch.
No.
Oh, gosh. Well, have fun at the Oxford Art Factory tonight and the next two Laneway festivals. I'm going to play another song from Give You the Ghost, another song with the word star in it, Wandering Star. Mm-hmm. Did you also hear that we're harvesting asteroids now?
I did hear that.
Isn't it exciting?
It's good to come in on the news show because I feel like when you're on the road, you lose touch with like what's going on in the world, and I've just learned a bunch of things.
These are the two things that are happening in the world. We're harvesting asteroids for their mineral wealth, and Ice-T is selling chandeliers. Oh, dear. It's true. In case you're wondering, and if you want to know, if you want to grab a chandelier off Ice-T, he's even got the website for you. It's really easy.
Lightsbaby.com.
Of course I meant Vanilla Ice, not Ice-T. I don't want to get those people mistaken. I get in trouble from the cast of SVU. All right.
Yeah.
Channy, thank you very much for coming
Thanks for having me.
It's the Doctor. I'm Triple J.